Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Tan the Charlie Kirk Show. Vivek Ramaswamy joins the program. This is one of my favorite conversations I've had in recent memory. And if you have been touched by our program, moved by our program in any way, I encourage you guys to go to members.charliekirk.com. It is an affordable way where you guys can subscribe and become an insider. When you are an insider, you guys get exclusive interview content like this Tucker interview, like our Steve Bannon interview, like our Vivek Ramaswamy interview, like our Glenn Beck interview, like our Jonathan Isaac interview. And you guys can also listen to all of our programs advertiser-free. It's a phenomenal deal. So check it out, charliekirk.com or members.charliekirk.com, and become a member before the year ends. We're growing this community, and it helps us a ton. It allows us to stay on top of the news without fear of cancellation, without fear of censorship, so we can keep on saying what is true, regardless of boycotts and all that nonsense they try to throw at us. So if this show has made you think differently about an issue, if this show has impacted your life, if this show has enriched your life, go to charliekirk.com and click on the members tab and become a member before the end of the year, because in 2024, it's going to be a year, everybody. It's going to be a year. So go to charliekirk.com and become a member today, charliekirk.com, and become a member and get your friend to do the same. And get involved with Turning Point USA, the most important organization in the country, at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Vivek, welcome to the program, man.
Good to be on, man. How are you?
Vivek has the record for most appearances on the Charlie Kirk Show as a presidential candidate. So,
is that right? Oh, good. I'm pumped. Yeah. All right.
Nikki Haley is not exactly.
She's not competing.
she hasn't come on the show.
You should get her on. I would. Next time you're going to invite me on, I yield my time to her so she can get some real questions for once.
You know, Vivek, if the only thing that you did was call out Nikki Haley, you are a hero in my eyes. I got to tell you, you have done such a great job. I got to be honest. And so let's. How's the campaign?
It's good, man.
First of all, thank you. I individually lobbied, and you agreed to leave Iowa and come all the way to the desert. I think it's well worth your time because there is no event quite like this. And you guys should show your gratitude that he's taking time out of Iowa to be here, guys. That's a big
deal. Thank you. I appreciate
it. No, I want to make sure you know that.
And it's out of respect for the – it's out of respect. Charlie is the one who lobbied me, but it's out of respect for the people who are here, because I've been here before. And I know patriots who love this country, especially people from the next generation – who our party, in the Republican Party, which I increasingly cannot stand, writes off as somehow an undesirable population to actually go after, are the people you're drawn here. And so I was important right now, but if we're talking about the future, you know, the people here give me energy, man, and it's already been a great day. So
I'm glad
to be here.
There's so much to talk about. It means a lot to me, Vivek, and to our grassroots, and that's really what is here, right? Grassroots of all ages. It is predominantly students, but, you know, we were just talking here. We're talking about people that are now receive training to run for delegate and precinct committeeman. Yep. It's just amazing. So a couple things. Vivek, you changed all the, let's just say, debate norms when you went up on stage and you said that, by the way, Ronna Romney should resign as RNC chair.
Yes.
And I think everybody agrees. Don't you guys agree
with that? I stand by it. she said that I wouldn't. And in many ways, she it's funny. Funny thing about her, she accidentally proves my point by literally that night saying that I won't get another cent of funding from the RNC, which is like, okay, I'm fine with that. That doesn't affect me one way or another, but it proves the point that the people in charge think of the money that they're collecting as donations as though it's their money. It doesn't belong to her.
That's
it belongs
exactly
to the
right.
people
yes.
of this party. And so anyway, I stand by that. I do think that it would be better for our party if she stepped aside sooner ahead of next year. We have an important election to win, whoever the nominee is going to be. And I think that we need the best and the brightest. And you and I both, you know, we're against affirmative action. We will tell that to the left and mean it because we want meritocracy in America. But how can we preach meritocracy to the other side if we're not even practicing it in our own party right here? Is this the best person for the job? It's not the best person for the job. Hire the best and brightest, and the average person off the street in a weekend like this when you've got good people walking around in Phoenix would do a better job.
Any one of you would do a better job.
No doubt about
it. Any one of you.
No doubt about it.
And one of the reasons is not just – I mean, again, I've known Ronna for a long time. We used to get along. She obviously is trying to destroy us in Turning Point. We're not going to let that happen though, right, everybody?
No.
It's not going to happen. And by the way, what they've been trying to do is so nasty. When this is all done, I'll tell the story. It's unbelievable. They're more focused on us than actually running the party, right? Vivek, that's what they
are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're nasty
absolutely.
People.
I mean, look, I think that – there's the – and I want people to understand this because it's less even about this one individual or whatever. This idea of the swamp, right, the managerial class, is it just something that lives in D.C.? We got to drain the swamp in D.C., shut down the deep state. We're going to talk about that. But it lives in every sphere of our lives, right? The HR department at every major company, the associate dean of God knows what at some public university – or even within the Republican Party itself, right? It is the swamp, the managerial class that runs even the Republican Party itself. And so even if it's not Ronna, you don't want Ronna 2.0,
that's
right? In the same way, if it's not Christopher Wray, you don't want James Comey 2.0. And so we got to be careful even in our – and this particular individual irritates the heck out of me too, but – not to make it about one individual, it's a machine, and that's what we actually got to take aim at.
Yeah, and so I want to just pinpoint this for a second because, Vivek, you and I have some similarities, right? You're a millennial, right?
Yep.
We're both millennials, and we also we have a little bit of a different political perspective in the sense that there's a lot of urgency for both of us, right? Mm-hmm. We're both husbands, we're both fathers, and we can kind of see things cross-generationally, and I think that's one of the reasons why Turning Point is growing the way it is right now, where I really sense – I have such agreement with people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s where they remember America that was mm-hmm. dead. In some ways, I do, right? And I also, at the same time, represent a next generation that does not have access to the same America that 50, 60, and 70-year-olds did. It's just
yep.
at all, right? Owning property and all
totally.
This. And you and I have really no interest in the BS of, like, the feelings of Ronna McRomney.
Zero.
Or, like, keeping the RNC in status quo. There's a sense of urgency to kind
yep.
of both of our work right now. That's mm-hmm. why you're running for president, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that sense of urgency from the Republican establishment. At all.
No.
In fact, I feel the opposite. They think things are going really well.
You got to know you're in a war to win one, right? I mean, the first basic step, if you're in the middle of a war on a battlefield, but you don't know that you're on that battlefield, you have no chance of winning, let alone that sense of urgency. I mean, if our – how old are your kids, Charlie?
Just one year and three months.
Yeah. 1 year and 3 months. So similar zip code to mine, or 3.5 and a year and a half.
Really fun.
If it is fun, interesting, very convenient time
by the way,
for president.
It gives you a reason to fight harder.
It does, though. That's exactly right. Because if they are in high school before we get this right, I don't think we have a country left. And I do think that we
That's
need
right.
that sense of urgency, which is to say that I don't talk that much about Republicans and Democrats anymore. If you're pro-American,
yes.
if you share the ideals this country was founded on, we're on the same team. Let's actually stand. And this is one of the things I actually want to do in the next – you know, in the next phase of this race, and I've been trying to do this year, is what are the cardinal principles of our America First movement, right? This is a movement that lives, it's bigger than one man. It's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It belongs to you, the people of this country. I think it comes down to some basic ideas. We believe the people who we elect to run the government should be the ones who actually run the government. And that when they do, the sole moral duty that they owe is to the citizens of this country, not any other one. I don't think that's too much to ask, right? That's not really a Republican idea. It's bigger. It's a 1776 idea.
Vivek, not only that, it's if you don't have that, your country's not going to continue.
You don't have a country.
Right? I mean, it's
yeah.
just kind of like a necessary ingredient to civilization.
Which is to say that you're in some ways, you don't want somebody to take for granted that this country is going to continue, right? You're right. That's what you need for a country to continue. And so if we don't have that, that logically means this country is not going to continue to be the same one that we know. But I don't think it has to stay that way, and that's why we're each doing what we're doing.
Hey, everybody. Exciting news. Very, very important. We are saving babies with preborn. You've heard me talk about this all throughout the year, and time is running out on this great dollar-for-dollar match. I have donated money here, and you should too. Through December 31st, you can save twice as many babies by providing ultrasounds. But this match goes away soon, so don't put it off another minute. You've heard about and thought about and talked about it and maybe even prayed about it, but right now is the time to do something about it. If you're wondering about your end-of-year giving and want every dollar to get the most results, this is a great chance to maximize your gift for life. And for a one-time $15,000 gift, you'll provide not just one ultrasound machine, but two, saving thousands of babies for years to come. $280 saves 10 babies, $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day, and right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That's the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. $280 saves 10 babies. $280 saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. charliekirk.com, preborn banner.
I want to just applaud you because I hope you guys understand this. You know, Vivek going on stage, going after Romney, going after Nikki Haley, he's picking the biggest enemies you can pick, right? And it would be very easy for Vivek running for president. You know, he's obviously very charismatic. He obviously, you know, is a very talented speaker. You know, he could be doing the Tim Scott thing. God bless him. It's morning in America and our best days are ahead and all, you know, this nonsense. Actually, no, it's not morning. It's midnight and it's really bad, right? Honestly.
Yeah.
But instead, Vivek is picking the right fights because he's in it for the right reasons. I want to kind of go through this because, Vivek, I had a really powerful conversation with an intellectual friend of mine. He made such a strong point. He said, man, you know, Trump skipping the debates, fine. But if Vivek would not have been on that stage, imagine those debates. Imagine those debates. It just would have been the same thing, repurposed. Let's go invade this country and let's go do that. You were the glitch in their matrix, Vivek, because they thought they could have neoliberal programming, mm-hmm. right? They thought, okay, no Trump. We can have five candidates basically all agree on open borders and, you know, reckless wars. And you're like, actually, no, I'm going to represent the people of this country.
Yep.
I'm going to represent the conservative grassroots. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I think that that's part of why – thank you for saying that, Charlie. But I think it's part of why in the early phase of this race or the first 6 months or whatever this year, they didn't mind, right? I think that, okay, there's a – you know, yeah, young guy, check some boxes for us. That's great. But when we actually started to, you know, get traction, end up on the debate stage, start that first debate near the middle of the debate stage – that's really when the gloves came off from the establishment.
Yes.
They had an anaphylactic reaction to my presence in this race. The good news is I don't report to them. And the sad part is it does take somebody who can avoid the mother's milk of politics, which is other people's money, to be able to do this.
But you have a lot of small dollar donors.
Oh, small dollar donors have lifted this up. Absolutely. But the mega donors believe they view politicians as their pawns on a chessboard. And it takes somebody who actually is independent of that to be able to move this. It used to be a left-wing point back in 2010 that they wanted to get rid of the super PACs and eliminate mega money in politics. I don't care if that was a liberal point back in 2010. I favor that today. I think the super PACs are a cancer on American politics. And one of the things I've seen is it's far worse than you'd imagine. I mean, I think every one of these politicians is dancing to the tune of their biggest donor. And I think it helps to have somebody whose biggest donor is me by dollars, but by numbers is actually lifted up by, you know, hundreds of thousands of small dollar donors. And I think that that's something that's been the character of this campaign and hopefully becomes more the character of our movement.
So I want to just kind of – I've never told you this, but, you know, and I want you guys to understand. Vivek writes this book, Woke Inc., and – Vivek is a darling of like the billionaire class in Palm Beach. Is that fair to say?
It's very interesting. Yes.
I've never talked to you about this, right? Because I kind of swim in similar, you know, lanes here. I raise money for a living, right? It's not easy. Constantly raising money. And I would say that like probably half of the like billionaire elite in that Palm Beach area, they no longer give us money because we're too conservative, we're too radical, and all that sort of stuff. And it was amazing to see, Vivek, how some of them, I'm still friendly with a lot of them, right? That you were, at the beginning, they were super high on Vivek Ramaswamy. And then all of a sudden, now they're super low. Do you agree, right, Meredith? Were you talking about this?
Yeah.
Right? And so talk about this because, Vivek, you were like, you were almost kind of the cool thing to kind of present in Palm Beach, right?
Yeah.
But then you started to represent the grassroots. I'm complimenting you by saying this, though.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, even it's, for me, it's been a journey, right? So I was a biotech CEO 3 years ago, right? And if you told me, I said this to CNN the other day. I mean, if you told me 3 years ago that January 6th looked like an inside job or government entrapment, I would have said that was crazy talk. No way. That's fringe conspiracy theory stuff. And that wasn't my job. I was building a company. And, you know, I was anti-woke. I had conservative values. That's what I believed. Now that I'm in this profession, I go deep into the area that you're in. Absolutely. There is good reason to believe that this was the product of government entrapment. But that's now a third rail. Take the position I am on Ukraine, that we shouldn't give another dime of support to Ukraine because this war doesn't advance American interests.
Yes.
That's a third rail. And so my experience, this was interesting, was when I wrote Woke Inc. a few years ago, so when George Floyd died and I refused to bend the knee to BLM as every other CEO was supposing to do, I thought I was hitting the third rail of American politics by going on the crusade against wokeness. And it felt like it because I did take criticism from the left and otherwise, but I was wrong. Actually, that was a safer space to be in than to go after the real deep sickness in our country, which is a permanent establishment, sort of a permanent state that has objectives that are deeper than woke or not, mostly related to foreign policy and a national
and
security
though.
Overreach. And I would just say a national security overreach here at home
that
has lied to the people from everything from 9/11 to what happened on January 6th.
So to build this out, guys, is that in traditional Republican politics, there is this three-legged stool of sacred cows that you don't talk about, which is we're allowed to spy on as many Americans all the time, no matter what, and you cannot ask any questions. Number three, we're going to have wars every 18 months, right? You better get used to it. Your sons and daughters are going to occupy every square inch of, you know, the Middle East, and you're going to like it, right? And the third, which is, you know, kind of what you're talking about, not just civil liberties, but is immigration, right? Which is we're going to bring in millions of people from the third world because diversity is our strength. And the person who embodies all three of those is Nikki Haley. Think about that, right?
She's the chosen one.
She is, the chosen one. Okay. My goodness. And so, but what's happening, everybody, is there's this mass awakening where we're like, hold on a second. No, I don't think it's good that you're able to spy on millions of Americans without a warrant. Like 702 should not be reauthorized by Congress. There's no reason for it. Like we should build our own country before.
These
country.
Are the third rails, actually.
That's right? What I'm getting.
And
that's
the
what
wokeness
I'm getting at,
ends
though.
Up being a distraction, actually.
Yes. And here's what I'm getting at, though, is, and you guys understand this. If you want to find a candidate who actually is ready to blow up the establishment, as Donald Trump and Vivek aim to do and continue to go and do it, it's about these issues: the administrative state spying on the permanent bureaucracy, who runs the country, the foreign policy stuff. And Vivek, like 20 years ago, like conservative world was not where it is now on the foreign policy stuff. It's moved dramatically, which is why don't we represent our own country before foreign countries? Like,
that's
what
right.
a crazy concept. And then the immigration thing. Let's talk about the immigration thing in particular.
Sure.
Because Republicans are just as bad on the immigration thing as Democrats. They don't do anything to secure the southern border. We have massive amounts of foreigners coming into this country. Just look at the result of it on these college campuses.
And the northern border, actually, is something we're not talking about enough.
Yeah, and they trolled you for that. But
yeah,
you were right.
I continue to stand by that. So because I think it's part of an ideology. I mean, even this idea of the, you know, the great replacement theory, these words you're not supposed to say, even just I generally believe people and take them at their own word when they say what they're saying. This has been a stated objective for much of the left, which is the idea that a lasting path to electoral majorities is to just change the underlying numbers in your favor. Now, the funny thing is after the third – which was the fourth debate, whichever one it was, I'm talking to CNN.
I lose track there.
I mean, you know, I like to keep things pretty fluid and not overly prepped on that stage. But afterwards we get up. I'm talking to this woman at CNN, and she's hitting me hardest for pushing – this anti-Semitic, has nothing to do with Jewish anti-Semitism or anything else, for saying about the great replacement theory being a theory of immigration. And so we're sparring for about 8 minutes, and I cite for her Joe Biden, Mayorkas, we could go all the way to Stacey Abrams, to much of the Democratic Party, and then immediately it flips to say, well, I'm not going to use the word, but suppose what you're saying, suppose that were true. Why is it so? Why is that such a bad thing?
See, this is the Michael Anton thing,
which is amazing.
Everybody, Michael Anton has the greatest piece. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not happening, but it's good that it is.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about that. That's exactly that moment.
No, it's exactly one of the most powerful articles I've ever read. If there's one takeaway from this, sorry to interrupt.
That's odds perfect.
It's not happening, but it's good that it is. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com.
That's exactly it. I mean, you go from critical race theory in the schools to sort of an even more important and foundational issue, this question of the great replacement theory. I would say let's at least get to the place. I think this is a win for the country where if somebody earnestly believes that it is indeed a good thing for the country to pursue policy X, whatever that is, mass migration, including illegal migration, to change the electoral composition of this country, but at least they honestly own that, and then we can have a debate about the policy merits of it, that's a win. But where we are today is somewhere else. Which is to say that if you describe what the other side has offered as their own stated policy objective, but do it as somebody who disagrees, then you're a conspiracy theorist, a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, censored from being able to have that debate on social media or in polite company. That's where we are in this country. So I think that the good news is the bar is so low for where we're able to get. And that's part of what I'm trying to do here. I think it was a win that we get to CNN's audience have to hear that.
Yes.
Because I say, hey, how about we then have this debate in the open? She's fallen into her own trap. People are naturally sheep. It's just a fact of human nature. But what makes us human beings, and we're not just sheep, if you open your eyes to having been burned enough times, then you're going to start being skeptical of what you're force-fed. And I think that's where we are in this turning point right now. We're not quite there.
Turning point.
Turning point. That's why we have a purpose here, right?
Yeah, it's good. We're
at that turning point. And I think we're going to, you know, when you have, as I often say, if you have a people of sheep that breeds a government of wolves, that's in many ways what the Second Amendment's about. But we don't have to stay a people of sheep, but it's going to take, in burned enough times we have been, to now wake up and say, I'm hungry to see it differently. And I'm even seeing many people who would have considered themselves to be formerly liberal, especially amongst young people and otherwise.
Yes.
I mean, you go to college campuses, Charlie. I go to college campuses. It's not what it was, what people assume it to be. You know, the people who have the culture of fear that are told to shut up, sit down, do as they're told, that are sick of being told to shut up, sit down, and do as they're told. And I think we're on the cusp of something potentially big happening here, but it's going to take more people willing to step up and be courageous. And what you'll notice is that when you do, you're going to find other people picking up on that cue far more readily than you expect. It just takes more of you when you're the only person in a room who believes what you do. For God's sake, stand up for now more than ever and say it. And you will find that there's going to be other people in that room who believed what you did too.
I love that. I really believe we're on the verge of a great awakening. We might be living through it. I want to emphasize something Vivek said. 3 years ago, you were running a biotech company. Mm-hmm. One of the speakers last evening that was people loved was Patrick Bet-David. You've been on his show.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, 3 years ago, PBD had a financial podcast and was running a major company. And you think about this, some of our top talent, everybody, is starting to get into this fight. That's a great sign, right? Vivek, who, I mean, you've made hundreds of millions of dollars, right? You don't have to be doing this. He literally could be in Fiji with his family on a yacht. Vivek is very successful. Honestly, good for you. I'm glad you're rich. In America, we should support success. It's a good thing. We shouldn't shame it. And PBD, same thing. Like, why are you doing this? And it's out of love for country. Mm-hmm. And it goes to show the stakes are so high. So you've isolated this too, and we've talked about this before. We are living through a cultural revolution. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we defeat them is just enough of our best and our brightest, like Elon, mm-hmm. like you, like PBD, like Tucker, go that extra step, the step you're not supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful when I see it. I think it could take 20 or 30 people that could move this whole thing. I don't think it has to be, I mean, obviously the grassroots, but the 20 or 30 people that then can, you know, change the instrument of X and change the ability mm-hmm. to speak. I see no such movement on the left.
That's a great point. I think that actually you're seeing – I think historically you've tended to have people who have been the most innovative American entrepreneurs or whatever historically lean left but not joining and harnessing their innovation to yes. advance a left-wing agenda. Here what we're seeing is the opposite is I think we're seeing – again, the beginning of what you call that awakening. Some of the most talented people who feel a sense of purpose now to say, what the hell is the point of it all?
Yes.
If like, you're not going to actually use the short time that you're given.
I mean, honestly.
To use the skills for betterment.
There's only so many 3-week vacations in Paris that you could take. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's nice.
Like, okay, fine. Like
for the first week of it.
No, exactly. And then people like us, yeah. What am I doing? Like, okay, it's great. You know, room service after 5 nights kind of gets old,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not against that.
Yeah.
It takes a very different type of person to enjoy like a 6-week, you know, yacht vacation in the Aegean, like whatever. But if you don't have a country, who cares?
Yeah.
And I think we're starting, and this is a good trend, is the people that don't have to fight are now getting into the arena and saying, honestly, there's more important things in life than comfort and money. You're
Absolutely.
One of those people.
Absolutely. And we've been... You know, I think I was initially, and there's two ways you can do this if you're successful. And for me, part of this has been trying to be philanthropic or otherwise. But there's an element of this that you can't be a bystander watching from the sidelines. I
yes.
actually have stopped being a donor to major Republican Party-oriented stuff, though for a while I was trying that. You know, donors to other causes, that's a good way to move the needle. But I think it's just going to be each of us looking ourselves in the mirror and asking ourselves, how can we use the unique gifts that God has given each of us. Every person in this room
yes.
has a unique God-given gift. Every one of you has it. I think one of the hardest things in life is finding and figuring out what that is. But once you do, then you have a moral duty to use that God-given gift in whatever way you possibly can to, I believe, better this country in the short time you've been given. I like that gentleman's pants, red, white, and blue, American plant pants right there, man. I think that spirit means something. And, you know, I'm a, you know, this is one of the things that a little bit different about me, I get asked a lot about. I'm Hindu, which is not exactly traditionally the same Christian faith that most U.S. presidents have espoused when running. Still the same shared value set that I was raised in, but in many ways, it was my faith that led me to take this step, which is my belief that God puts us here for a purpose, and we have a moral duty to realize that purpose. And I think that that's deeply consistent with the Judeo-Christian vision that this nation was founded on. But the more we revive that sense of faith in this country, the more I think you're going to see people like Elon, like Patrick.
Yes.
Like Tucker, I'm not going to say like myself, but like many of
I'll
us,
say it, like,
to step up to actually do our own unique part.
All right, I want to tell you about Herzog. Herzog Foundation is amazing. I want you guys to check it out right now. We've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues teaching things that directly contradict the values of millions of American families. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source of American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents. From their online publication, The Lion, to the new podcast, Making the Leap, Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents. To learn more about how your family and faith and community
can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. HerzogFoundation.com. H-E-R-Z-O-G. HerzogFoundation.com. It's a great trend. And here's where I see happening. It's a pincer movement. If you know in the military, it's two different things happening that hit an intersection point on a combined target. And what I think we're in, I'm personally in the middle of it, where we need a little bit of elite air support. We need Elon. We need Vivek. We need, I hate to call Tucker an elite, but he's kind of an elite. And, you know, Tucker, you know what I mean? We need enough. And then we need the grassroots. And we need to meet in the middle. Right, so it's a pincer movement.
And it's happening.
You see what I'm saying? Where Elon buys us enough time, right? We have a couple mega donors pump in some money, right? And by the way, praise God, Turning Point, we have the most amazing donors that are supporting us more than ever before, despite this economic climate. It's unbelievable, right? And then we have this grass.
Count me in for that too, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. No, yeah. I mean, that's
we'll
that,
say
that
today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the. And then this grassroots just machine that, and I'm like, I'm blown away. I'm meeting these people, and they've traveled all 50 states, 20 countries, right? And I think what the bad guys are recognizing is that pincer movement is underway. And it's not like, this is what, it's one of our greatest assets and also one of my biggest frustrations. There's no war room. There's no plan. This is happening organically. This is happening just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's happening out of love of country and duty and
yes.
It is. We might be on the precipice of the first successful counter-revolution to a cultural revolution.
I love that, actually. I think that's the true optimism, actually, is it's not the, hey, it's morning in America again, guys, but it can be.
Yes.
It's not right now, but it can be. I think we live in a 1776 moment right now. And the positive side of that is, imagine if you were alive in the spring of 1776. I mean, what a special time to be alive, actually. You don't get that very often, right? Was it morning in America in spring of 1776? No, America didn't even really exist in spring of 1776.
Yeah, that's right.
But it came into existence. And so I do think we live in one of those moments, though. You used one of the words, what did you use? Awakening?
Oh, yeah.
Awakening.
The Great Awakening.
What I call, you know, revival.
The Awakening led to 76, right?
The Awakening led to 76.
It was a decade of spiritual enlightenment that led.
That led to July 4th, 1776.
Yes.
And so I'll say a couple of things. One is these revolutions and these revivals tend to be led by the next generation. And people like Charlie, people like many of you sitting here probably listening to this at home. And that's a good thing. I'd say the other thing is, this is going to be the flip side of this is going to be hard for conservatives, and I'll tell you why. I mean, it's even in the word of conservative, it's in the part of our nature is to conserve. What happens when the thing that you're conserving ceases to exist? We then require creators, actually, to recreate that which we have lost. And I think that's why you're seeing the Elons and the Patricks of the world.
Founders,
right? That's part of what compels me with my sense of purpose is that's what a 1776 moment is. I mean, Jefferson invented the swivel chair. Benjamin Franklin invented the Franklin stove. Bifocal spectacle. He invented a remedy for the common cold, for God's sake. These are the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And so there's moments, you know, you'll have the Reagan Revolution. It's not really a revolution, really, right? It's a basic preservation and housekeeping function. That's not to take away from the importance of what happened in the 1980s. But we live in a different moment where I think that the very ideals that we seek to conserve, when those have disappeared, I really mean we live in a 1776 moment where it's on us to revive that. And that's going to take creators and historically conservatives – haven't had the emotional or skill-based orientation to be the people who create. So that's going to be the challenge and the work we have cut out for us is we have to step up and create that which has been lost. But if we do, and I think we're on the cusp of doing it, we might just have something that's even greater than the country that we grew up in. But it's not going to happen automatically, but that'll be, I think, the closest version of optimism that I'll leave you with, which is not a fake optimism, but a optimism grounded in what's at least possible if we step up and do our jobs.
Let me build on that before we get Vivek on stage. The left has never built anything. They can't.
They tear it down.
Their value system is to tear down. They're parasites. Their ideology is parasitic. Everything they've ever done is to infiltrate, complain,
destroy, erode. They don't build businesses. Now, you might say, well, these business leaders are liberal. They don't build them on left-wing values. They use our value system to build it, or they inherit it, and then they use the other value system, and it goes down. Their value system cannot, because it has the lower parts of humanity, is what they believe in, which is greed, resentment, bitterness, complaining. Our value system is gratitude, joy, purpose, enlightenment, spirituality.
Yes.
And so the founding fathers were at a much higher spiritual level, which is why they were able to found something, right?
Yes.
If you look at Marxists, what are they best known for? Destroying France, destroying Russia, destroying China, destroying every country they've ever come in contact with. It does not take talent to destroy something. I have a one-year-old. She's great at it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's natural. You know what does take talent? To rebuild or to build something new. And so not only do we have to do it, we're the only ones that can do it, Vivek.
That's right. That's right. This is our moment. That moment doesn't last forever. I think we're working with a short window of time. If your daughter, my two sons, are in high school before we get this right, as I said, I don't think we have a country left. But this is our moment. And I know you're going to do your part. I'm up here to do mine. But it's not going to be Charlie or myself or Musk or Trump or anybody else doing this single-handedly. In our civic realm, maybe different from our spiritual realm, but in our civic realm, it's not somebody coming from on high from the White House to save us. It doesn't work that way. If we are going to be saved, it is going to be because we save ourselves. Right? So that's what I'll ask you all to do. You all do your part. I'm going to do mine. Charlie's going to do his. But we each do our part. And then I think it's possible that our country's best days, not in some cheesy, you know, fake kind of way, but in a true way, our best days, I think, can be ahead of us. That's the moment we live in now. And if the existing Republican Party apparatus isn't going to do it, heck, let's build a parallel one to do
this
instead.
Yes, and that's what Turning Point Action is doing. And on the campus stuff, Turning Point USA. And the Republican intelligentsia doesn't understand this whole thing. Like, where did this come from? I thought it was just a campus thing. Oh, no, it's much bigger than campuses now. The campuses are the life force. And now this is people of all ages and all backgrounds and all states and multiple countries and 300,000 donors. So, Vivek, we have to get you on stage. But I want to end with how I started. I have gratitude for you, because your presence in this Republican primary has completely changed the narrative. You have smashed the sacred idols of the Republican establishment and have opened up literally millions of people's eyes. And you prevented any one of these other fake candidates from getting out of the gate, giving them free airtime, no free shots on goal. You're like, nope, nope, voters don't like that. Nope, voters don't like that. Nope. As soon as I saw the hit pieces against Vivek, I said, ooh, that's a good
and
thing.
And they came.
And they came.
That's
Let's
right.
give
Thank
it up
man.
For Vivek Ramaswamy,
everybody. I appreciate
everybody.
It. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.